What's up, guys? I want to give a shout out to all the people that have been listening to the podcast for the last 2 full years, actually 3 full years. And I also want to give a shout out to all the new people who have been listening for the last couple weeks. Our numbers are consistently growing by dozens every single week. And I just want to give a huge shout out to all the new listeners out there. If you like the podcast, if you're enjoying the content, please subscribe, leave a review, share it with a friend or family member. Now, right to the episode. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Life Coach Zach podcast. It's the new year, first week of the new year. I wanted to wish everyone a happy and healthy and wealthy 2023. This is going to be the best year of your life. And with that being said, I want to talk about something that I feel like a lot of us struggle with, and it's phone addiction. A lot of us are subconsciously, habitually, psychologically, and sometimes even physically addicted to our phone. So what does phone addiction mean? Well, there's a few signs and symptoms of phone addiction, according to Google, and this is addictioncenter.com. And some of the signs and symptoms of phone addiction are lying about smartphone use, your loved ones expressing concern over your consumption and usage of your iPhone, neglect or trouble completing duties at work, school, or home, which honestly is probably a lot of us. I feel like every one of us struggle with getting our laundry done on time, or getting the dishes washed when they need to be washed, or putting things back where they belong. And a lot of the times it's because we're addicted to our phone. Checking people's profiles repeatedly due to anxiety. Are you someone that checks someone else's profile over and over and over again, looking for a new picture, seeing if someone else has commented on it? The next one, which I think is extremely serious, very, very, very severe. There's a lot of fatalities that come from accidents or injuries due to phone use, okay? And what I'm talking about is texting while driving. So one of my goals this year actually is to not text and drive ever, one time, this entire year, including while I'm at red lights. Guys, you know, we can eat as healthy as possible. We can exercise as much as possible. We can do all the right things when it comes to our physical health and our mental health. But if at the end of the day, we die in a car accident, all of that was pretty much a waste of time. So why don't we protect our health by paying attention and being aware while we are operating an automotive vehicle, and then working later to complete tasks. So guys, you can see that phone addiction and the symptoms that I just read off are very severe, guys. It's really impairing our ability to live the best life we can live. And there's a lot of other negative effects of phone addiction besides just stepping into the greatest version of yourself. Obviously, this podcast is about health and wellness. This podcast is about personal growth and self-development. This podcast is about how you can be the best version of yourself each and every single day and continuously get better. But we can't do that if we're addicted to our phone. And there's so many negative effects of phone addiction. And chronic phone use is an actual form of addiction. The American Psychiatric Association does not officially recognize this condition, but it is still acknowledged as a behavioral addiction by many medical professionals and researchers worldwide. Now, I'm going to get back to the negative effects right here, right now. So, a few negative effects of being addicted to your phone. Number one, sleep deficit. What does this mean? It means you're going to sleep too late and you're not getting good sleep because you're receiving so much blue light from staring at your device. Lower concentration. We're not able to concentrate on tasks that require more than 10 to 20 seconds because all we do is scroll through 8-second TikToks all freaking day. Creativity blocks. What do I mean by creativity blocks? Well, creativity is very important, not just for content creators and not just for people that have entrepreneurial type jobs, but being creative in different scenarios when it comes to your relationships and the people at your work and whatever it is you're trying to accomplish. The next one, aggravated ADD. If you don't know what ADD is, it's attention deficit disorder. This is kind of the same thing as lower concentration. How I mentioned, none of us have the ability to stay on task for more than 20 seconds. Anxiety, guys. Listen, we all deal with anxiety. Everyone has mental health challenges, okay? Look, how do I tiptoe along this subject without coming off insensitive? Guys, I'm just going to say it like this. Your mental health is in your control, okay? Your mental health is in your control. You know, people have severe anxiety. People have severe depression. They want to take this pill. They want to take that pill. They want to play the victim. You guys, I'm not trying to be insensitive. What I'm trying to say is you need to take control of your life. You need to take control of your mental health. And there are so many free resources and exercises that will allow you the ability to pivot in a better direction when it comes to the relationship with your thoughts. Your thoughts are not real, guys. Your thoughts are not you. You are you. Your thoughts are your thoughts. You are not your thoughts. You are the awareness of your thoughts. So if you feel anxious, if you are taking a ton of anxiety medication because you have severe anxiety, try getting off your phone. Try putting your phone down at night. Maybe, potentially, and I know this is going to sound crazy, but delete TikTok, delete Facebook, delete Instagram from your phone, from your home screen. Do it for a week. Do it for 3 days. I guarantee you will feel better. The next one, reduced cognition. This is basically brain function, guys. Your brain is not able to function as well if you are constantly scrolling on social media. The next one, stress. I think this is self-explanatory. The more we use our phone, the more we become addicted to our phone, the more addicted we are to our phone, the more stress we're going to feel. And stress leads to chronic disease, to cancer, to heart disease. Okay, guys, so we got to get off our phone. The next one, loneliness. Okay, if your best friend is your cell phone, okay, if you're sitting behind a computer writing emails to people you don't even know because you don't have any friends, maybe try getting off your phone, okay? If you're upset of how someone else is living their life, then maybe you should worry about your own life, okay, guys? This is where accountability is so important because we all, I don't want to say we all, most of us want to point the finger at someone else and we want to say what they're doing wrong. We want to judge them for their lifestyle choices. We want to tell everybody else what they are doing. But we don't want to look in the mirror and we don't want to take accountability and responsibility for our own life, for our own financial situation, for our own health issues, for our own physical condition and the way we look in the mirror, okay? Next one, insecurity. Okay, guys, insecurity. This one speaks for itself, okay? We all have insecurities. We all have insecurities, but the more we scroll through Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, the more insecure we're going to feel. And why do you think this is? Why do you think it is that we feel more insecure when we scroll through social media? It's one word, filter. Everyone's got a filter on themselves. Everyone is body shaping and face shaping, and they are getting rid of the pimples on their face to look better in their picture, right, guys? And look, there's nothing wrong with this, but if you're constantly seeing it, if you're constantly seeing other people look amazing on social media, you're going to feel insecure when you look at yourself in reality in the mirror. Next one, impaired relationships. Impaired relationships. I kind of mentioned this earlier. Obviously, you're going to be lonely. You're not going to have strong and healthy relationships if you're constantly on your phone. Poor grades speaks for itself. And psychological disorders. Okay. So what does this lead to? Well, this all leads to decreased in gray matter in the brain. And when we have decreased gray matter, we are very quickly aging our brain. We are very quickly damaging our brain. And this is some of the stuff that compounds over time. If you are, you know, using drugs, for example, or you're abusing alcohol, or you're constantly scrolling on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook, and you're decreasing the gray matter in your brain over time, it's only going to get worse, and it's only going to get worse faster. Now, what does this lead to? This leads to suicide, okay? It's important to note that there has also been a rise in depression and suicide among teenagers in recent years correlated to phone addiction. Adolescent girls are particularly susceptible to the risk. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, that's the CDC, between 2010 and 2015, the suicide rate rose by 65%. Crazy, guys. I'm going to read that again. From 2010 to 2015, the suicide rate rose by 65%. Why do you think that is? What happened in 2009, 2010? I'll tell you what happened. Social media, Instagram, okay? Shit just got out of control from 2010 to 2015. At the same time, the rate of severe depression among girls increased by 58%. Many researchers believe that the rise in suicides is a direct reflection of the negative effects of phone addiction. So a few of that stuff I just read from the addictioncenter.com website, your guide for addiction and recovery. And there's a couple action steps you can take right here, right now, to make sure that you're not addicted to your phone. The first step you can take is you can delete TikTok from your phone. I think that would be a really good idea. It definitely wouldn't hurt. You got nothing to lose and everything to gain. I promise you, you're not going to miss anything. Okay, and some people say, but TikTok makes me happy. You know, maybe I work all day and I go on TikTok for an hour in the morning and an hour at night. Okay, that's fine. But there are other things you can be doing that are more productive. And, you know, who am I to tell you how to live your life, right? Who am I to tell you how to live your life? But our screen time has just gone up 10x in the last few years. And this is something that I'm going to be more conscious about. It's something that I wanted to talk about because I think it's so important, because 99% of us are addicted to our phones, including me. Guys, I am not here on the podcast saying I'm not addicted to my phone. You should do what I do. No, I'm here talking about it because I need to be better too. And that's one of my favorite things about recording this podcast and publishing these episodes is the more I talk about mental health, the more I talk about physical health, the more I talk about phone addiction, the better I become as a person. Guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Life Coach Zach podcast. It was all about phone addiction. If you feel like you're addicted to your phone, if you feel like you have other substance abuse addictions, challenges, whether it's sugar, whether it's overeating, maybe it's pharmaceutical drugs, maybe it's alcohol, I've helped dozens of people get and stay sober. So if you're looking to get sober, if you're looking to make this year the best year of your life, head over to lifecoachzach.com, schedule a free discovery call, or if you're highly motivated, you're ready to start right here, right now, you're going to head over to lifecoachzach.com/health coaching, okay? Health coaching. There's going to be a link to pay for health coaching. It's $1,500 for 6 weeks of working with Life Coach Zach. Guaranteed results or your money back. I'm making that guarantee right here, right now on this podcast. Guaranteed satisfaction or your money back. Head over to lifecoachzach.com/health coaching. Pay the $1,500 and finally take control of your life. Have a great day, guys, and I will see you on the next episode of the Life Coach Zach podcast.